Reply to the male teacher. Never been more dire. We've got a study in Australia that shows the male decline is so great, in 50 years there won't be a single one left in a classroom, if you can believe that. Kevin McGrath from Macquarie led the study.
We know that men, and young men in particular, face social pressures to conform to particular masculine ideals. So it's more likely that a young man finishing up high school would consider a career in, say, becoming a personal trainer over something like education.
Thinks New Zealand's got similar problems.
The representation in New Zealand primary and secondary schools, that's of male teachers, is actually lower than that in Australia currently.
Interesting, eh? So how bad is it here? PPDA President Jack Boyles-Willis, good morning.
Morena.
Am I correct in saying there's always been a major difference in this country between primary and secondary schools as far as male numbers are concerned?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure about always, but certainly over the last 10 years, there's been a significant difference between primary and secondary. In primary schools, there's predominantly more females. In secondary schools, it's actually unchanged largely since about 2010 and even earlier. So we've got about sort of 57% females in the workforce, which is, you know, not too much off even.
Yeah. So what do you make of the Australian numbers? Do you see or perceive it possible in this country that in 50 years we're not going to have a male teacher?
Well, actually, it's a bit more grim than that when you look at what's going on for secondary teachers at the moment. We're in a situation where we can't get any teacher, let alone, you know, one of a particular gender, age, subject area. So actually, I don't know whether gender is going to be the big issue in New Zealand teachers working in schools. It could be even worse than that.
Is there an anti-male stigma generally, do you think?
Yeah, now that's probably, I mean, that's been highlighted as one of the possible reasons why the primary workforce is predominantly female. For secondary, there hasn't seemed to have been that same sort of effect, although, of course, in the past there was a slight drop-off when, you know, you had your primary income earner back in those days where you could have one job per family. And then as relative salary rates come down, obviously that primary breadwinner goes off into a more lucrative profession. But the global financial crisis, what we saw is that fewer people were leaving the profession. And in actual fact, amongst our members, there's one in five who are north of 60. So it's a job that people tend to hang into.
What's your assessment of the value of a male teacher? Is it important? Does it matter at the end of the day? Or is a good teacher a good teacher?
I think a good teacher is a good teacher is a good teacher. I don't think that gender distinctions in terms of, you know, the quality of teachers are very helpful at all. But I do think that you want your teaching workforce to largely reflect the community and the people who are going to be in the classrooms. So I'd be very disappointed if there weren't males and females teaching our young people.
Jack, appreciate your time very much. Jack Boyle, Post Primary Teachers Association President.